Well, thank you very much. Hello, my name is P.E. Lenny Schneider. I am a Crown with Purium, and I'm honored to host tonight's Meet the Owners call, Different Greens for Different Things. So have you ever wondered which Purium drink is best for you? Well, tonight, David is going to give us valuable insights into the benefits brought to the table by each in order to help us make an educated decision. Knowledge is power, so I've got my pen and my pad ready to be empowered to take my health into my own hands. So get out your pen, get out your paper, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome Purium's founder, owner, and formulator, David Sandoval. Hi, David.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you, Pilani. So awesome to... And don't forget the E-E. It's a P-E-Lani, not just a Pilani. So everybody remember that. And so I really enjoyed listening to the end of the transformation support call. You know, I don't know if you guys know it, but there's only like 10, 12 people on those support calls. There should be 100 people on those support calls learning what to say to people when they ask you questions. Like, that's a question and answer every single night. And I think there's got to be a lot more people on those calls. So that's a shout out. I think we need to do that. You know, hey, you thinking about doing a transformation? Go on and listen to a few transformation support calls before you even start your transformation. And I know we got like 800 people doing the transformation this month, so why is there only 12 people on this support call? So I think we need to encourage that. The more people know, the more they succeed. But again, my name is David Sandoval. I am one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. We are on a mission, and we are on the road. 47 cities and 47 nights, Alaska, you know, Florida, Hawaii, Texas, Detroit. We are literally all over the map, and it feels good. It feels good to see hundreds, now thousands. We're surpassed 5,000 people between attendance and registrants. We've seen close to 1,500 of those 5,000 already, if not more. And if you have not looked at the cities that we're going to, if you have not been there, made a plan to be in one of the cities that we're going to, if you not invited people to go to every city that we're going to, you know people in some of these cities. Look at the list of cities. Look at your list of people you know and say, you know what? I think I'm going to invite my auntie, my cousin, my friend, my roommate from college, whatever it is. I want them to sit down and hear about this amazing company, these amazing products, and the amazing people that are PHP, Purium Health Products. And so tonight, we're doing what I love to do, what I love to do more than anything. And no, somebody just said, that's talk. I heard you. That wasn't on silent. No, I'm joking. But the bottom line is, I do love to talk. I love to talk about the things I'm passionate about, and the things I'm passionate about all help other people. So that makes it good. Because if you want to talk a lot, you better do it to be helping other people, not just to hear yourself. And so I hope that I'm going to do that tonight. The bottom line is, green is good. Dr. Bernard Jensen, one of my mentors, said, if you're green inside, you're clean inside. And green, by the way, just so you don't know, let's take it from the top. Let's take it from the bottom. Green is the reason we are on the earth today. Pay attention to me. I'm going to say it again. Green is the reason you and everything that breathes oxygen is on the earth today. Everything that doesn't like to get burned up by the sun is on the earth today. Everything that doesn't mutate and die because it's so mutated, we have all of that. All of that we have to thank green for, and here's the reason why. Because there was a time. There was a time when the earth didn't have oxygen, and it didn't have an ozone layer. And so the ultraviolet and radioactive light that is the most mutagenic form of solar radiation would pound down upon the earth unrelentingly. I'm going to say that again. The most mutagenic form of sunlight would pound down upon the earth unrelentingly in an environment that had no oxygen. So there was no oxidation. Nothing would rust, but at the same time, anything that was alive would mutate. And so any life form would never have any chance of progressing because it would just mutate. And then one single life form was given to us, obviously, you know, if you think about it. And then, you know, and then the sky was created. Well, how was the sky created? The sky was created by photosynthesis. When the when all of these green algae breathed out oxygen, because they would breathe in all of the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and the ultraviolet light, and the radioactive light, and they would breathe in carbon dioxide. All this carbon dioxide that was being spewed out by the volcanoes, and when they took all that stuff in, guess what they created? Oxygen and ozone. And they were stable. They were so stable that they were the first life form that didn't mutate, the very first life form that didn't mutate. And not only did they not mutate then, they haven't mutated since then. So there's certain algae called microalgae. Chlorella is one that I'm very fond of. And chlorella has been around since the beginning of the time, and it has so much chlorophyll, and chlorophyll performs photosynthesis, and photosynthesis is a series of chemical reactions so powerful that nothing is like it anywhere. There is no more complex series of chemical reactions than photosynthesis. And what does it do? It creates oxygen that makes us and our life possible. Okay? And so with that oxygen that we're breathing, now all of a sudden we're allowed to be alive because of green food. Think about this. Of all the food eaten on Earth by everything from microbes to insects to animals to grazing animals to buffalo to baleen whales to giraffes to great apes, it's all green food. Yeah, those huge great apes that are ripped with muscle, they eat grass and leaves. And those huge buffalo that look like cows that are really got muscles, well, those, they eat grass. That's right. They eat grass. All these powerful beings eat grass. Intelligent beings eat grass. So when we look at algae and we look at grass, let's not think of them as some unusual, crazy thing. Okay? There are some really amazing things about grass and algae that we probably don't know, and I want to share some of those secrets with you, because not all green foods are created equal. And we have a lot of different green food products, but those products, a product is like a cake. A cake is nothing more than the ingredients that go into it. A soup is nothing more than the ingredients that go into it. A product is nothing more than the ingredients that go into it. If you put rotten meat into soup, it's not going to taste so good. If you put too much salt in the soup, it's not going to taste so good, right? So here's the thing. We need to understand what green foods, why green foods. So why green foods? Because green foods have been the stabilizer of life since as long as we can remember. If there was one thing that God absolutely did right was give us green food. And the evidence of that is in words attributed to Jesus Christ himself. The Essene Gospel of Peace, I want you to look it up. Cross-reference the Essene Gospel of Peace and grass. Just cross-reference that and read about it. I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me, but it goes something like this. When Jesus used to go into the desert and fast with the Essenes, they had a chance to ask him questions, and one of the questions they asked him was, when we seek healing from the Heavenly Father, how should we address him? On our knees with our eyes to the sky? And Jesus said, no, don't cast your eyes to the sky. Cast your eyes to the ground and look to the humble green leaves that lay beneath your feet. Take them and chew them well. And when you chew them well, you will release the angel of the air, of the earth, of the sun, and of the wind. And these are the angels that my Father sent to heal you. Now, in my mind, the angel of the earth are all those minerals and nutrients. The angel of the air is obviously oxygen and breath. The angel, of the sun, clearly we get our vitamin D. We get, all these nutrients that come through photosynthesis. It's really awesome that we see, this connection between spirituality and green food. And if you look at the Chinese characters for grass, it's an altar with someone on their knees with their head bowed to the ground with their arms holding up the grass as a sacred offering to God. And that's pretty powerful. That is the Chinese symbol for grass, is someone on their knees with the grass above their head, offering it to an altar. Now, if you remember the Festival of First Fruits, okay, what is the symbolism for that? Of course, the green shoots of grass that are coming up, symbolizing life and survival and the perpetuation of life. And so, you know, green plants, my embracing green plants, it doesn't come out of nowhere. I was taught by Ann Wigmore. I was taught by Bernard Jensen. Bernard Jensen was a big fan of spirulina, excuse me, of chlorella, and Ann Wigmore of wheatgrass. So let's talk about the differences. Kamut wheatgrass. You heard about organic Kamut blend. Let's start there. Organic Kamut blend, everybody knows it's my favorite product. It's the one I take every day. It's the least expensive product that we have that will change somebody's life dramatically. If somebody tells you all I could spend is the $50 gift card, you tell them, do me a favor. You add 15 more dollars, I believe it is, and you get a 3-month supply of organic Kamut blend. So now, for a total of 15 and then plus, you know, the $9 for $25, for less than $10 a month, you're going to have a 90-day supply of organic Kamut blend. And if you take 3 servings a day, within 30 days, you'll be calling me saying, I feel so amazing, I need to know what else you have. If that 10-day transformation is 10 times better than this, then I can't wait to get involved with this company. It's a product that you could lead with and change the poorest person in your life's life forever. Everybody asks me, what do I do if I get somebody that's broke as a joke? I said, I grew up broke as a joke. Organic Kamut blend, so let's break it down. There was a time when Schnabel and Kohler in the early 1900s, this is in my book, The Healing Miracle of Green Food, Schnabel and Kohler realized that cows and other animals that grazed on grass naturally, because that's the way they used to do it, and then dried hay in the wintertime, right? Well, in the wintertime, the cows had very poor-tasting milk. They didn't give very much milk. They didn't gain very much weight. They didn't have very many babies. Their babies had complications. And they got sick more often, not the babies, the parents. And so they compared that to the springtime and the summertime when the cows had abundant milk. It tasted great. They had lots of calves. The calves were born healthy. The cows got fat. The cows were healthy, and they realized the difference was the food. Green, fresh grass versus dried, brown food. And so they did something they'd never done before. They froze a bunch of green, fresh grass, and they stored it into the winter. And then they took a group of grazing animals, and they, including guinea pigs and cows and goats and everything, and they fed them the frozen green grass, of course they thought at first, and these animals thrived. They gained healthy weight. They gained a lot of milk. They got in. They were smarter and everything imaginable, every marker for being better they had, period, across the board. And they said the difference must be in this green grass, and they called it the grass juice factor. And then they combined 3 types of grass and 1 type of legume, 2 to 3 types of greens. 1 was alfalfa, the green alfalfa leaves. 2 was wheatgrass, and 3 was oatgrass. And they wrote a paper in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, wrote a paper on this product called Cerephyll, C-E-R-E-P-H-Y-L-L. They said it had every nutrient necessary to sustain life. This is the U.S. Department of Agriculture talking about a combination of these 3 greens. Now, guess what? My organic Kamut blend is exactly that combination that the U.S. Department of Agriculture did the research on. And by the way, and I've got to share this with you, and we have so, I hope we could go a little over tonight, because this is a subject I'm passionate about. The bottom line is that they did this study where they took 12 guinea pigs and they fed one a canned food, preserved canned food. They fed another lettuce and carrots. They fed another wheatgrass, oatgrass, and alfalfa. And the third group was very intelligent, very well developed. They went through the maze really fast. They had great social order. They had abundant, hair. They lived longer. Their eyesight was better. Everything. They didn't get tumors all the way. They lived 120% longer than they typically should. And they're like, wow, this is amazing, you know. And then the ones that ate the moderately healthy diet, the lettuce and the carrots, they were healthy for half of their life. And in the second half of their life, they started having nutrient deficiencies because the lettuce and the carrots didn't give them everything they needed. They just gave them a lot of what they needed. And when you're young and have a lot of hormones, that carries you a long way. But when you get older and you rely on your food, then unfortunately it wasn't there. And they soon began to develop diseases of malnutrition. Then they went to the canned food group. They were fat, disorderly, not intelligent. They couldn't reproduce. They had a lot of backbiting, which is basically fighting with each other. And they died young of disease. Here's the good news. They recreated the experiment, and they took the first group, the bad food group, and halfway through their life expectancy, when they were already getting sick and diseased and starting to die but not dead yet, they changed it to the wheatgrass, oatgrass, and alfalfa diet, and guess what? They regained total health. That is what inspired me. Those are the type of research studies that inspire me. Do you understand? So that's the reason why I came up with the organic kamut blend. Then why do we have barley? Well, I worked for a Japanese company that sold barley green and green magma, and I grew their company from 700,000 to close to 7 million. And guess what? I didn't know it, but they were putting maltodextrin in their product. It wasn't organic, and it was pasteurized. And so I was so disgusted. I started this company, and Amy and I developed a manufacturing process that is 100% pure, 100% raw, 100% organic, and that's the passion we came into this industry with. But that doctor built his business around barley juice, and there were thousands and millions of people who wanted to drink barley juice that was pure and organic. Well, here's the cool part. Now, today, we know that certain people shouldn't have legumes. Certain people are allergic to legumes. So even though our alfalfa is a green alfalfa, not the seeded alfalfa, even though that is true, we would rather that they have an option that is 100% pure barley. And I think that that's really cool that people have that option, because now for people who are like, hey, do you have anything that doesn't have all, you know, I don't like algae, or I don't like legumes, or I don't like whatever it is, then we could say, oh, I don't like wheat. I can't have anything with wheat in it. And I, oh, guess what? We have green barley juice extract. And they're like, oh, my God, it's so pure. It's so awesome. And by the way, it was judged the purest green food by an independent third party that tested all of the green foods on the market. And our green barley juice was tested the purest of all green foods tested. And that turned out to be a really good reason, not just to fight back against green magma and barley green, but to actually create something that was special and unique for people who needed that certain thing. Now let's get into the algaes. Again, let's get really quickly. Alfalfa is a 100-year perennial. It could live to be 100 years. It is not an annual. Grasses are annuals. They only live 1 year. Because of that, they each have their own unique properties. Grasses go through something called pre-jointing, where they go from a grass to a stalk, and during that magical time, they create over 1,000 enzymes, and those enzymes are very unique. And so when you drink wheatgrass juice in its pre-jointing stage, which is just a phenomenal product, it's different than alfalfa. Alfalfa has roots that go 40 feet deep in the soil. They bring up amazing mineral qualities. They're super high in protein and super high in chlorophyll. So alfalfa, high in chlorophyll, high in protein, high in alkalizing minerals, high in an anti-inflammatory protein called the Wooten factor. That is different than grasses. Grasses have this amazing transformational healing energy that comes from this thing called pre-jointing. And that grass juice factor that Schnabel and Kohler described, they said, was only present during that pre-jointing stage. And we're very careful to only get those grasses during that stage, and it never hits that stage in a tray at Jamba Juice, believe me. And so the next thing is the algaes, okay? Kamut. Kamut is an ancient grain discovered in an Egyptian tomb near Dakar, near Dishur, near the Valley of the Kings in Egypt. And the bottom line is that because of that, it is the most ancient form of wheat, the purest form of wheat, the most potent form of wheat. And we had Rutgers University test our wheatgrass versus other wheatgrass, Kamut wheatgrass versus other wheatgrass. It was nearly twice as potent as an antioxidant. Okay, I got to move fast. Spirulina is an algae that grows in semi-salty water. And spirulina has multi-cells that have a soft glycogen wall. And that glycogen wall dissolves in your stomach and releases 60% protein, marine omega-3 fatty acids, and amazing nutrient qualities, B1, B2, B3, B6, B12. It has ridiculous antioxidant nutrients, A, C, E, and selenium. But the bottom line is spirulina has a blue pigment called phycocyan. Unlike chlorella, which is highly, you know, green, this is blue and green, and that blue pigment was studied by UC Davis, and if you look up the thing phycocyan, P-H-Y-C-O, that means a plant pigment, phycocyan, cyan means blue, phycocyan, look up phycocyan and UC Davis studies, and it'll blow your mind. I cannot even say it because we can't make medical claims. You cross-reference those words, and you tell me what you see, it'll blow your mind. The bottom line is that spirulina is one of the most amazing foods on the planet. It alone can keep you alive. Chlorella, however, is a single cell with a hard cell wall. That hard cell wall needs to be shattered. We shatter it in such a way as to not to disturb its volatile oils, because there's a lot of volatile oils in algae. So when we shatter that cell wall, we release something called the chlorella growth factor. Remember I told you that chlorella never mutated. From the very time it was created until the very time of today, they've never seen chlorella mutate. Even when it's bombarded in, you know, by a nuclear bomb, it doesn't mutate. And because of that, it has phytochemistry in it that we need. A stabilizing, amazing phytochemistry is the best thing for children on the planet. It accelerates their growth plates in their wrists, their legs, their hips and stuff, so they grow to adult size in a very healthy way, and they achieve their expected height. Very few children achieve their expected height because of the poor nutrition. Chlorella reverses that. It maximizes your potential. It is amazing. It is the basis of our new product in Power Kids that's going to be coming out in just a couple of weeks. Chlorella is the most stabilizing food for our growth and the reproduction of our cells. It is amazing. It also detoxifies heavy metals. So chlorella is different than spirulina. One is nutritive, one is detoxifying and building. So chlorella builds our body up, stabilizes our growth and detoxifies. And spirulina is amazing nutrition, vegan protein, vegan healthy fatty acids, all the best nutrients on the planet from food. Now, we combine them with other ingredients. This is the basis of our green foods. Now, of course, we've got all the usual suspects from the garden, parsley, broccoli, kale, you know, all of these things, three-day-old broccoli sprout, which is an amazing, phenomenal in of itself with a phytochemical called phosphorophane that's been highly studied. Three-day-old broccoli sprout is very difficult to make, and we make the best in the world. The bottom line is that the combination of vegetables from your garden and sea kelp and sea dulse, which are vegetables from the sea, and algae from freshwater, algae from semi-salty water, and the grasses of the field, and the alfalfa that goes deep into the soil, you could see that we have chosen and selected green foods of unprecedented quality and potency, and more importantly, scientific validation, historical validation, and empirical validation. That means the people who use them feel amazing. Scientific studies validate that they're amazing. And again, the history, the science, and the experience. So if you look up these ingredients, there's science behind them. They're very healthy for the body. If you look up the history, they've been used for a long time safely. And if you talk to people who use them, they really, really like them. Now, here's the thing you have to understand. This is a very, very important lesson for everybody to learn. When you have a benefit from eating right, let's say that you have high blood pressure and you start eating right and exercising and your high blood pressure comes down, does that give you the right to go and tell everybody that you now know how to cure high blood pressure? The answer is no. you can't do that. So I know a lot of you have amazing experiences with our products, but in order to protect your integrity, the integrity of the company and the integrity of the products, let's remember that we're not doctors, we don't play doctor, but you could go to your doctor and say, hey, would you monitor me? Go to your doctor, they're our friends, and say, would you monitor me? You're the expert here. I'm going to do diet and exercise. I want you to tell me, what do you think of the results? Okay, so let's not be afraid of doctors. They can and should be our friends. We shouldn't play doctor because when we do, we cross over lines we shouldn't cross over. But here's what we can do. We could lead people toward nutrition. Ann Wigmore said, if you want to be a great healer, you know, teach people to nourish themselves. Teach people, you know, to not put toxins in their body. And if you could do that, keep people from being toxic and nourish people properly, sit back and watch what their body could do, because God and Mother Nature and the human body, whatever you want to call it, this intelligence, it's phenomenal. And we can't be smarter than God. We can't be smarter than Mother Nature. We can't be smarter than the intelligence of our body. So let's not try to be. Let's just be smart enough to nourish and to detoxify. Could we all agree to that, that that's what we're into this for, nourishing and detoxifying? And boy, if you want to get better at sports, if you want to detoxify your body, if you want to, you know, fight back against some of the ravages of aging, you know, if you want to lose some weight, we think we could help. We think we could lead you toward a lifestyle that's going to make a big difference, and that lifestyle is going to be heavily, you know, predicated upon the food choices you make. And we hope that some of those food choices are going to include the power foods, superfoods, and things that we have created for you. You know, if you think about it, the power shake is like a meal. You know, it's not a meal. We don't say it's a meal replacement. But the power shake has amazing protein from the spirulina, amazing carbohydrates from the activated barley, amazing fat from the spirulina as well. You know, you've got great fiber in there. So you've got, you know, you've got a nice little superfood combination, carrot juice all together. You know, you look at the Love Super Meal, 37 different organic, vegan, raw, gluten-free ingredients. 37, you know, the same protein from two pieces of chicken, and there's a lot of green food buried in there. So we've got green food buried in the Power Shake, green food buried in the Love Super Meal. We've got green food buried into, you know, the Power of 10 Veggie. We've got green food buried into things, but we also have individual green foods. We have the organic Kamut blend. We have the barley. We have the spirulina. We have the chlorella. You could make your own custom blend. We sell the activated barley and the rice bran all separately. You can make your own custom blend. But here's the key. You have to start making a decision that you love life, that you love yourself, that you want something more. You have to have a big why. You have to ask yourself, why would I change? Why would I stop eating processed food with artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, and artificial flavors? Why would I do that? And the answer is simple. Because I love life. I love the gift of life, and I want more of it. And so, again, my name is David Sandoval. I want you to have more of it, too. I went a minute over my time. Different greens for different things. You know, it's all about what reverberated with you. Did that purity of the barley reverberate with you? You want to see what a single ingredient that's that pure feels like? Go for it. You want to try my favorite product, the organic Kamut blend, with the classic blend that the U.S. Department of Agriculture came out with and said the grass juice factor has everything the human body needs nutritively? Those aren't my words. That's in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In the Library of Congress. You know, you want the most nutritive food on the planet. If you're an athlete, just jam on some spirulina. If you worry about your kids and you worry about your own, you know, stability of you know, your growth factors, then go for the chlorella. It is amazing. It's amazing. And if you want all of that, all of those green vegetables, all of the sea vegetables, all of the algae, all of the green foods we make without anything else, get my Best of Greens. Best of Greens is the purest. It's not greens hidden in or pushed in or added to or part of. It is nothing but all the greens I mentioned tonight. All the greens I mentioned tonight are in what are called Best of Greens, if that's the way you want to roll. If you have people who worry about blood glucose stability, we have the alpha-lipoic acid mixed in with greens, and, you know, and that's pretty cool, in what we call scoop of greens. And my favorite, believe it or not, because I created it for a woman who was told she was going to die, my daughter's great-grandmother, and she said, "Dave, tell me what I need to take." And I brought over 23 products. And she goes, "I'd rather die." So I mixed them all together, and I called it More Greens. And I asked her to take one thing three times a day. That son of a gun has enzymes, probiotics, arabinogalactin immune boosters. It's got activated barley. It's got rice bran. It's got all of the greens. It's crazy. It literally is the kitchen sink. And if you got somebody you love, it won't take nothing but one thing, okay? Nothing but one thing. It's got to be the organic Kamut blend or the More Greens. Okay, you guys got that? I went 5 minutes over my time. I'm going to see if anybody's left. Hold on. Okay, remember real quick that if you like that stuff, that's what we are going to do all day long this weekend, 36 people at the PHP Academy. If you love what we just went through, think about doing the PHP Academy. Try Dave's Way, trydavesway@gmail.com. I'm coming back with you. Good night, everybody. Love you.